es el mismo tribunal.
The trial into alleged corruption by Argentina's former president, Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, resumed online, entering its final phase with verdicts expected before the end of the year. Kirchner, along with 12 other defendants, including two former cabinet ministers, is accused of irregularities in awarding public works projects. She denies the charges, speaking here at the start of proceedings against her.
This is a formidable maneuver of political persecution and media harassment. Its real targets are those who represent, at least symbolically, the most important process of social inclusion and economic transformation that's ever taken place. And that has included millions of Argentines.
The current president, Alberto Fernández, gave testimony on her behalf earlier in the trial. However, she is a divisive figure in Argentina, enjoying massive support among trade unionists and in working class districts, the target of anger at anti-government protests at the weekend.
We want to continue being a country that is free, without Cristina, because everything that's happening is her fault.
Cristina Kirchner is accused of irregularities in granting contracts to this man, Lázaro Báez, to build public works in the far south of Argentina. He's already serving 12 years in prison for money laundering. Many of the works he carried out were overpriced and some remain unfinished. Cristina Kirchner was president of Argentina from 2007 to 2015. Her late husband Néstor was president before her. She's the current vice president, and it's strongly rumoured that she's likely to run again for the top job in elections next year. But only, of course, if she's found not guilty. The prosecution in Latin America of former presidents is common, usually under incoming governments. In Brazil, Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, Evo Morales and Jeanine Añez in Bolivia, Rafael Correa in Ecuador, and here in Argentina, Mauricio Macri. They all say they're victims of political persecution. Some end up behind bars, others get off to return to the political fray. Daniel Schweimer, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.